Do you ever use that word to refer to children? To the kids around?
Sometimes, I guess.
When my stepmother used to say, she went to set the table, she'd say, count the heads.
If you had were family had a whole bunch of children, 7 boys and 5 girls, but say, I got a whole, how much you refer to those?
Whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. Anyone ever use the word passel?
Sometimes I have heard it, yeah, whole passel. Mm-hmm. I've heard that used.
Okay, what do you call the outside part of an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And what are the different kinds of corn that you might have, not raise?
Well, there's a lot of different varieties. You get the Tennessee Red Cob and the Yellow Hybrid and the
cane.
Hickory Cane. Now that's field corn, and then you move to the sweet corn, you get the Golden Bantam and the Hybrid. And
there's a Trucker's Favorite.
Trucker's Favorite, that's field corn, isn't it?
No, it's a kind of a sweet corn, but they use it for more than just rice.
There's a lot of different varieties of both kinds, of the field corn and the sweet corn.
Do you eat the field corn also?
Yes. It just don't have quite as sweet a taste. Just add a little spoonful of sugar to it when you fix it, and you can't hardly tell the difference.
Well, which would be that you eat off the cob?
Well, either one.
Okay, What would the term roasting ears mean around here?
Well, roasting ears is what you cook after they're cooked on, when they're cooked on the cob most of the time. If you cut it off, it's usually termed as corn. But if it's on the cob, it's roasting ears.
And what's that, the part that comes out of the top of the ear?
Silk.
And what color is it usually?
White. When it comes out, then you turn red and then dry up.
What's the large round fruit that you make jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
And then what are the small, yellow, crooked-looking vegetables?
Squash.
What different kinds of melons would you have around here?
Well, a cantaloupe and a watermelon. And there's a lot of different varieties raised around here in either one. Just offhand, there's a honeydew melon, but they don't raise the honeydew melon around here. That's a cantaloupe. And there's a lot of different varieties of watermelons, but I raise cantaloupe, but I don't raise watermelons. I used to did, but this dirt up here, it just don't make a good sweet watermelon.
Is there another name for a cantaloupe you might be using?
Mushmelon.
Do people raise, is a yellow meat watermelon? Do they raise that around here?
Yes.
As well as the
pinker. Mm-hmm. Down around Cave City more. There's very few melons raised up this side of Evening Shade. You get to the sandy dirt, that makes the good melons.
Okay, what is the little plant that springs up in the woods after a rain? The umbrella-shaped plant.
The mayapple.
No.
The one
mushroom.
Mushroom.
And can you eat those?
Yes.
Some types of them.
If you can tell them, I can't. There's a toadstool and it's poisonous, and I'm scared I'll get the wrong thing. They're so very much alike, I can't tell them apart.
Are there any special kinds of mushrooms that are supposed to be particularly good in this area?
Yeah, but I don't know the names of them. I've cooked a lot of them.
Well, I just never went out and gathered wild mushrooms because I've always been afraid. Now, they say toadstools are real poisonous. Now, I don't know that they are, but I've heard that. Now, I was always afraid of poisoning my family. Now, I knew of people that did go out in the woods and gather the mushrooms and cook them, but I'm afraid of them.
But the ones I get in the woods, they don't look like a toadstool. They look like just like a big sponge.